Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A Brockton woman has pleaded not guilty and is being held without bail for the murders of her two young sons. The Plymouth County DA says the mother told police it was a voodoo ritual that led her to kill her children. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports on this case, and this note: some may find it difficult to listen to the details about this crime.
Some cars slow down as they pass the gray, dilapidated three-story house on Prospect Street. The murders took place in the top-floor apartment. In the front yard, a hedge holds stuffed animals. The bare branches are tied with balloons. On the sidewalk are candles. It's a makeshift memorial to the two boys who were killed here sometime on Sunday or Monday.
I brought a teddy bear and Snoopy. It's really sad.
Brockton resident Gail Hapoja didn't know the boys or their mother, who was charged with their murder. Neither did Veronica Diaz, who came with her daughter Destiny to this place next to a dead-end street to pray silently.
It's hitting hard in my heart, very hard. There's no words to describe this.
The Plymouth County DA says 43-year-old Latarsha Sanders told police she killed her boys as part of a ritual incident. She allegedly stabbed her 8-year-old son, Layson Brito, 50 times with a kitchen knife, then attacked 5-year-old Edson after deciding the first child's death had failed to complete the ritual. The prosecutor says Sanders gave varied explanations, claiming she was motivated by, quote, voodoo stuff. She reportedly cleaned the boys and blood from the kitchen floor and placed them on beds. Cliff Day of Brockton stopped at the corner where the killings happened.
I think it's horrific. Of course, it's awful. She sounds like a very mentally unstable person who should have sought help a long time ago.
Sanders' mother, Earline, described her daughter to the Boston Globe as mentally unstable and crazy. She says she refused to get help and recently told her she couldn't stand an older son anymore, and threatened to kill him and put his body in a freezer. That on Saturday, she talked about sacrificing humans so she could move up in the world. Up the street is the school the boys attended. Crisis teams are working with the staff and students. Eric Pettit lives across the street from the home where the brothers were murdered. He didn't know the family.
How do you move on as, you know, family members, as classmates, as neighbors, knowing that she did something like that to her own kids? It's the question that everybody's asking themselves. What happened and why? How did it come to that?
The shocking murders of the young brothers in Brockton came just a week after two women in East Bridgewater were arraigned on charges of torturing a 5-year-old girl and an 8-year-old boy. The children's mother allegedly described it as a voodoo cleansing ritual meant to ward off evil spirits. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.